This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has brought next generation reforms in GST. Interacting with the National Awardee Teachers in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said GST 2.0 is a double dose of support and growth for the nation. And GST has become even simpler now.
Media ke kuch saathi isko GST 2.0 ke roop mein keh rahe hain, lekin asal mein ye desh ke liye support aur growth ki double dose hai. Double dose yani ek taraf desh ke samanya parivar ki bachat aur dusri taraf desh ki arthavyavastha ko nayi majbooti. Naye GST reform se desh ke har parivar ko bahut bada fayda hoga.
He added that middle class, neo-middle class, poor, youth and women will benefit with the GST reforms. The Prime Minister stated that without timely changes, India cannot get its rightful place in today's global situation. Mr. Modi said, teachers are the foundation of a strong nation and an empowered society. He said their work goes far beyond classrooms. He said, teachers shape character and kindle curiosity in the Yuva Shakti. The GST Council has unanimously approved rate cuts on scores of items of daily use, making most goods and services cheaper. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The government has made significant reductions in GST rates, ensuring ease of financial burden on farmers, boosting rural development, and making essential agricultural equipment more affordable. The rate on tractor tires and parts has been cut down from 18% to 5%. Meanwhile, the rates of tractors have been slashed from 12% to 5%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a joint telephone call with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The leaders emphasized the role of India-EU strategic partnership in jointly addressing global issues, fostering stability, and promoting a rules-based order for mutual prosperity. The leaders also welcomed progress in bilateral relations in key sectors such as trade, technology, investment, innovation, sustainability, defense, security, and supply chain resilience. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA negotiations and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the efforts to bring an end to the conflict in Ukraine. India and Singapore have agreed to deepen defense technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation, and unmanned vessels. In a joint statement, both the nations have decided to continue the cooperation in maritime security and submarine rescue, as well as working closely within regional security architectures. The joint statement said, India and Singapore will strengthen cooperation in maritime domain awareness between information fusion centers, including through international liaison officers. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, both the nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said, India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong today virtually inaugurated the JN Port PSA Mumbai Terminal BMCT second phase. Delhi High Court today launched its mobile app, the eHRMS portal for judicial officers, the eOffice pilot project, the onboarding of the MCD Appellate Tribunal and Juvenile Justice Board's JJBs onto the eCourts platform, as well as the digital preservation of judicial records. These projects aim to digitally and technologically strengthen the judiciary. During the launch ceremony, Justice Vikram Nath, Judge and Chairperson of the E-Committee of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court Devendra Kumar Upadhyay, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Justice Pratibha M. Singh were present. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta stated that this initiative marks a historic step towards making India's judicial system more robust, transparent and time-bound. And that is the end of this news bulletin.